Ammon Bundy, the rancher who became a conservative hero, first in 2014 in a standoff with the government over unpaid grazing fees, and again in 2016 when his family led a standoff with federal officials in Oregon, is now respectfully but firmly disagreeing with President Trump on what he says is Trump's fear-based anti-immigrant rhetoric. Bundy and his family were cleared of standoff charges in court. Another rancher family, the Hammonds, was pardoned by President Trump. But Bundy is parting with Trump now in a Facebook video criticizing Trump and the media and those on the left, who he says just want to give migrants welfare, and the media and people on the right, who say migrants are terrorists paid by George Soros. Ammon says migrants are embattled families and workers. He joins us from his home in Emmett, Idaho. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you've gotten a lot of feedback, and we want to hear that. But first, you say, yes, there are perhaps some bad guys in these thousands of migrants who are coming. But you researched and found an impossible situation in the country, Honduras, that they were leaving. What did you find?
Well, I tried to go to sources that I can rely on that didn't have motives one way or the other. And what I found was stories like Christian, 34, who basically said he shuttered up his small business and left San Pedro after gang members demanded that $83 per month for protection payment. And that's a fifth of his income. There was others that said that they faced death threats after calling the police on a gang. And this is what the stories that I'm finding in Honduras and the reasons why they were wanting to flee from there.
Yeah, that's on that side, the incoming side. On this side, you very strongly tell your followers, and you have many, this is also about a labor crisis in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm an employer. All of us are struggling to find people that are willing to work. And it just seems counterproductive or just opposite of what we need to keep people out of this country that are willing to work when we're in such a need.
Well, in fact, you say, you and your wife, between the need for laborers, but also the sympathy you have for these migrants, you take some in.
Absolutely. In fact, I put together and have it on my Facebook page, an actual form where people can start basically saying they would be willing to sponsor families. I want to collect, hopefully tens of thousands of names of people that would sponsor these refugees and give them to the president and show them that there's people that can sponsor these families and it wouldn't be a cost to the American taxpayer.
You also say that there are laws that these migrants coming in have a right to be considered for asylum. But first, do you see how some people would see some irony in Ammon Bundy saying this? Because you and your family famously disagreed with laws having to do with grazing rights. And I don't want to get into a debate over grazing rights, but people might see some irony in someone who didn't seem to respect one law now calling for respect of another law, the right to apply for asylum.
Yeah, so it's interesting. And I was very surprised with, if you will, kind of the left side response and their support to this video, but then some of their comments of what they thought we were before this video. From the beginning, all the way from the Bundy Ranch to what went on in Oregon, was all about humanity, defending and protecting personal rights, and about basically injustices that were being done to people. And so I think this is very consistent because it is government taking rights, harming people. And about fulfilling the true purpose of the government, which is benefiting mankind.
Well, I urge people to join the conversation on your Facebook page because it's a fascinating one. But in the meantime, the feedback you've also gotten from your followers is pretty stunning, too. You say from the right, you've gotten death threats. You've gotten people who came to join the militia to protect you against the federal government saying they now wish the government had killed you.
Yeah, it's interesting because when my family stood in 2014 on our ranch, and when we went to Oregon to help the Hammonds, I got death threats, multiple, from the left side. And now that I'm making public that I support refugees coming in here legally, I'm getting death threats from the conservative side.
Well, you might, in some people's eyes, make some interesting choices, but your question is, what would Christ do?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, Christ himself, when he was just a toddler, his family had to flee to Egypt because Herod was killing all the young male children under 2 years old. He was fleeing and a refugee himself. All throughout his teachings, he teaches us that we are to befriend the stranger, that we are not to turn them away. It's about that, not about, you know, race or even borders, boundaries, or governments that man created.
Ammon Bundy will post his shout out to President Trump and others to help the migrants who are currently gathered at the border seeking asylum. We'll put it at hereandnow.org. And people can continue the conversation with you, Ammon, at your Facebook page and at hereandnow.org. Ammon, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
And by the way, given his own past actions, we asked Ammon Bundy if he'd support migrants crossing the border illegally. He said no, because ultimately they need to live out of the shadows here. So again, for his video and a link to that list he's keeping to send to the president, people willing to sponsor a migrant family, go to hereandnow.org.